Emerson. He's back. Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Is that guy speaking through a comb or something? He sounded like he was... Did you ever do the thing where you... the wax paper and the comb? You know what I'm talking about. So that guy... So Jim Ryan just sounded like... Jim Ryan. The CNN people are astoundingly bad at their job sometimes. I don't know. It's not like I'm all...
They just have bad people.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to be in the Nartash Hall of Fame anytime soon or anything. But it's like, you hear those CNN, I swear to God, and I know I've told this before, but I just because they don't have it on tape, and I wish I did because I just play it. But this one time I was here on a, I don't know, Saturday night about 8 o'clock at night, and you hear the, you know, the top of the hour, the sounder they call it. The, you know, da-da-da,
CNN Radio News.
And you hear the sounder, and then there's just dead silence, and then literally from about 40 feet away, you hear footsteps running down the hall. You hear the door. Somebody coming in, like grabbing the microphone and the rushing. I'm Kathy Kramer with, you know, or whatever the hell her name was. So apparently, if you can't get a job anywhere else, there's always work at CNN. The post office will no longer employ you. You can always go to the cable news network and find good job opportunities there. All right, it's 3 minutes, 29 seconds after the hour 12, and this is the month of January in the year of our Lord, 2003. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live in the studios of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. It's Friday, January 10th, here along with Sarah Dillon, Jolie from the front desk, Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom. Y'all, thank you for coming by. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-1080, or 1-800-727-5955. I got spam. I got spam from John Kitzhaber this morning.
That's about prop number 28.
For voting yes on 28.
Yeah.
Kind of a world is this where the governor... It's got his name. I mean, I guess they could have faked it, but it's from...
Air Brand.
Kitzhaber at yeson28.com. So it's something he's at least tangentially associated with. And it's got his picture twice and his signature on it. Don't... If you ever want to guarantee that I'm never going to support anything, you just spam me.
Oh, but you should support this.
Didn't offer to increase my weenus size or anything. It's just yes on 28. No free Viagra shipped discreetly over the internet. No cow sex. No midget porn. Just yes on 28. It's not even interesting, spam. All right. Let's see. So coming up later on today, we got top five. Today we got the top five dead musical artists still in the top 200. We got the top five dead musical performers who are still on the charts. Jolie from the front desk later on. And I just got a ream. I don't even know how much a ream is. I just know it's a lot. Hey, let me ask you this. Did you ever have the when did they quit making the peachy brand folder? Did you, Sarah? You know what I'm talking about when I say peachy?
Yeah, I think they still make them.
Wait, the
Well, I just bought a Trapper Keeper.
Trapper Keeper. Yeah. Third grade up in this. Now, Pete, where it had the same design over and over, it had that the chick up on her tip tops with the up on her tiptoes with the tennis racket.
Yes, and then it had like the people skating and
the dudes running with the baton, and it had the one football.
And they're
guy,
like this really weird yellowy Manila color.
It's all this weird Pleasantville art. Anyway, but on the inside, they had that conversion table that no one ever used, but you always secretly thought was going to help you pass some math test. You know what I'm talking about? The multiplication table on the inside and how many acres in a hectare. You know, like why would you even need to know that? I don't even know what a hectare is. No one knows.
That's a European measurement of land.
Why was I talking about that?
I don't know. You're up the track.
Something
the
and then...
Did they ever make peaches?
Jolie.
Did they quit making peaches?
Yeah, but I don't know where I was going from there. There was just nothing there.
Okay.
Well, in any event, top five dead musical artists on the charts. That's later on today. Oh, so here's the thing about the I Want to Be a Ramon, which we debuted yesterday. Now, we played it yesterday, and I got to say, in all modesty, I'm pretty happy with the way the song turned out. I think it's 1,000,000% better than our last song. I mean, it's like we're starting from nothing. It's starting at zero, so there's nowhere to go but up. But I think the I Want to Be a Ramon, I think it's a much better song than the Christmas Time in Portland song was. But having listened back to it yesterday, I decided a little remix was in order. We brought the drums up a little more, put the vocals a little more out front. And see, most people didn't even realize this, and I want to give it away because we're going to play it again later on. But there's sort of a special guest on I Want to Be a Ramon that I don't know if you'll notice because of the way the song was mixed yesterday. We couldn't get Ashanti, so we have somebody else. There's another special. It's the Tim Riley Factor featuring someone.
Anyway, I was looking through the Mercury, and I saw the ad for that nightclub, the Satire Rican, and they mentioned the Tim Riley Factor in it.
Oh, God, no.
Tell me they didn't.
Yeah, they
Tell
did.
Me the ad doesn't say the Tim Riley
it
Factor.
It was a little bit smaller than the rest of them. But
well,
yeah.
I would hope so. I should hope it'd be on a different page. Hold on.
It's on page 20, I believe. 20.
Senator, January 11th, porn star Jen Drake and a Creek Barber, and a Tim Riley factor. Oh, God. It's just going to be a disaster. This is just, can I just tell you, I should just kill myself now, just to avoid the shame. All right. Well, see, but here's the good thing. Can I just tell you this? Here's two things we know to be true. First of all, we're going to suck. We're going to suck so badly. We are going to suck like one of those $3,500 Kirby vacuum cleaners. That's what we are going to suck like. But see, the good news is, see, it's diluted. It's sort of like when you were a kid and you didn't want to drink your medicine and your mama diluted with Ovaltine or something. We are going to be diluted by porn star janitor Dry County Crooks 800-octane Barbarella. So one really crappy, horrific band, four good bands. So it all, you know, it's a wash.
I'm going to drive over there in my Volvo just to witness this.
Just to spite the rock kids.
They'll remember you that way, though, Rick.
Yeah, right. Hey, remember that guy who sucked? Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
I'm looking forward to putting my groove on and being real.
Excellent.
Anyway, this news is brought to you by Everybody's Garden Center. Top story, a Clackamas County Sheriff's deputy is improving today after being shot in the face by a teenager.
Yeah.
Sergeant Damon Coates was attempting to pat down Nicholas Texera, he's a 15-year-old, and then the kid pulled out a rod and shot him. They responded to a 911 call reporting a disturbance. His mother was outside the house last night urging her son to calm down when the police arrived. Herb Fee is one of their neighbors and says this kid's been in trouble before.
Cops have been here a number of times during the week. And evidently the kid, they tried to get him to go over there yesterday or the day before to the hospital for treatment. And the officer said he had not just cause to take the kid. But he was evidently involved with depression and whatever that possibly was induced by contraband.
So, shot in the face by a 15-year-old. What a bad world this has suddenly turned into.
Then they shot the kid back, so they got him. But anyway, let's see. Coates is in critical but stable condition. The boy is in critical condition.
You know, when I was a teen, I was just holed up in my room with, like, the Sears catalog and a bunch of socks.
Yeah.
I think when shooting somebody, I wouldn't even have... I just don't understand. I just don't... These kids, whatever happened to... All right, let's move on.
Meanwhile, a member for the Bee Gees recovering an emergency surgery. This is not a related story. It's different. Maurice Gibb in critical but stable condition after being treated for an intestinal blockage.
Yeah.
The 53-year-old Bee Gees suffered intense stomach pains at home in Miami. He was rushed to the hospital. The Bee Gees were founded in 1958 in Australia.
Yeah, they've got to be like 60 years old. They've all got to be that old at least. Because they had that whole career before... People don't know this. They had the whole career before they were the disco guys because they had Lonely Days and Lonely Nights and Someone Started a Joke, you know, or whatever that song was.
Yeah, then the younger brother died of a drug overdose, I believe.
Oh, what was it? Andy Gibb? Who
Andy
was it that
Gibb.
Died?
Yes,
he was the
Andy.
One that had the helium high voice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Getting back to cops, we have Portland cop George Weisman, who was shot by a teenager at a check cashing joint. He went back to work today. He was asked if he'd do anything different if confronted by a similar situation again.
I guess duck sooner, but other than that, I don't know if there's a whole lot that I could have done to avoid what happened.
So, yeah, we got 15, 16-year-olds, and now two sixth graders face expulsion hearings for showing off a loaded handgun at their elementary school. The 11-year-old boys have not been charged with the crime and living with parents and legal guardians. State law requires that two 11-year-old sixth graders can't return to Griffin Creek Elementary School even though the gun wasn't fired. Neither boy has a history of problems.
Oh, please. Of course they have a history of problems. Did you say one of them was living with, quote, legal guardians?
That's what it says.
Well, there's your history of problems right there. What is it? That family's toast. I mean, clearly, we all... their lives are screwed. Anytime that the story about that you're living with your legal guardians, that indicates that your family is already... They're just circling the drain, man. What are you doing? Why do we even... Why do we even pretend that those kids aren't going to be in prison within 10 years? Of course they are.
So Principal Jenny Hicks says this is a case of poor judgment. The handguns allegedly belonged to the parents of one of the sixth graders.
No.
The gun's magazine was loaded, but no rounds were in the firing chamber. The boy who brought the gun from home reportedly broke the hinges on a locked wooden box where the firearm was stored.
So the firearm was actually locked up and the kid still got it.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well,
so that's that. Then we have, let's see. A teenage Lithuanian hit-and-run driver thought he was in the clear once he got home, only to discover the pedestrian he ran over was still underneath the car. The unlicensed 18-year-old was shocked to see the man's feet sticking out from underneath his father's car. This, according to Lietuvo Rytas, the newspaper. Police were able to identify the remains of the 64-year-old victim who had been drunk and was probably lying in the middle of the street when the car ran him over.
Well, you're lying in the middle of the street. I mean, it's...
But it goes to show why this kid has failed his driver's test four times since Stacy Malunas, chief of police in the town of Rakoskis.
Well, it's like those, it's like the homeless guys that are always sleeping on the railroad tracks. Like, what are you thinking? What, at what point does it occur to you that that's a good place for a snooze? You know, I'll just sleep right here between the two switching stations. Nobody'll bother me here.
Such is life in the former Soviet Union. By the way, over 7 million people have left Russia since 1991. Also, 27 million people have moved, and they lost a whole bunch of them, too. Russia now needs immigrants because, well, there's nobody left.
This, now, they've 7 million people have left, like, they've actually moved or left because, like, is this left in the same way that dissidents used to leave to the countryside to recuperate?
Right. No, no, they left under their own free will.
Yeah. Well, why would you stay? What is there what would you possibly stay for in Russia looting at this point?
Yeah, there's like one saucy hanging in the window.
Seriously, it's like Russia's just one big, squatting warehouse now. Like, what is anything left? At least with the lines, you knew you were eventually going to get a crust of bread. Now there's just nothing.
It's like beet soup, and that's about
it. Seriously, there's just nothing left there.
Ladies, would you ever wear a Will Wheaton thong?
That's the best question ever. Isn't it, though?
What kind of thong is that?
Tomorrow night on stage.
Hold on, I'm writing that down. Will
Wheaton thong.
That's a great name for a band. We're Will Wheaton thong. You know who Will Wheaton is, Julie?
Oh, yes, I do. I used to love
Star
him.
Trek.
Stand By Me.
And, yeah, Star Trek Next Gen, baby.
That's the only reason Wesley I ever
Crusher.
Watched it.
Wesley Wheaton thong. Why would you ask such a question, Tim?
Well, the audience for the product may be limited, but the former child star of Star Trek Next Generation and Stand By Me is now selling skimpy...
Oh, God, he's selling them himself.
He's selling skimpy panties with the logo of his website emblazoned on the crotch.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Ladies, these cost $13. Willwheaton.net.
Disgusting.
See, for a second, I thought it was like, okay, some female fan is just a little nutty and is selling... You know, that would have been funny, but you can't sell...
Does he model them, too?
Stop. I don't want to know. You can't sell...
You'll have to go there yourself, willwheaton.net.
Shut up. You can't sell your own line of... You can't sell thongs with your own face on them or whatever, especially if you're Will Wheaton. If somebody does it for you, some woman is selling them or...
Maybe that's
some
the only way you can get there.
Male fan or what? No, but what, it's like giving yourself a nickname. You can't do that. If somebody else wants to put out a line of thongs that is a tribute to you, that's then you can just go, well, hey, that's my fans. What are you going to do? But you can't put out... thongs yourself. That would be like Don Imus, but no, we have Don Imus thongs available online. Why would you can't do that. Will Wheaton thong.
Well, let's talk about Drew Barrymore, shall we? She plays Penny Pacino, a young hippie chick who falls madly in love with TV producer Chuck Barris. Their relationship seems to be made in heaven, except he's hiding his side jobs as a CIA operative in Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Do you have any reservations about George as the director?
I knew off the bat from his choice of Sam for Chuck was like, yeah. Because there were a lot of names and ideas thrown around for years, and I was like, that's the tone. That's the movie. Like, that's so cool. I respected and that so much and was so inspired that I knew he was going to do the right film.
What can you tell us about your character, Penny, and what you brought to the role?
She's this great, great woman who has this very effervescent cadence about her.
Effervescent cadence? That's a great little word, Julie.
I
like something Henry Winkler would say.
Be angrier and bitter or upset when playing her. I always wanted her to take the high road, to be spiritual, to be free-loving, to be fun.
I'm not even listening to this. I don't even know what she's talking about.
Doesn't, you know, want to commit to anybody, but I think deep down inside she really does.
Whatever. Isn't she getting married again? Isn't she married for like the third time?
No, she's dating the Strokes.
Right, but they're getting married, though. They're engaged, though, I heard.
I thought she almost died of alcoholism.
I heard because on the Scum Report... I know that chick that replaced Christy Musumeci. I don't even know who her name is. But the chick that does the Scum Report now, I only know this because in true mom and dad fashion, they referred to him. Drew Barrymore is engaged to drummer for thrash metal band. No, thrash rock band. That's what she called them. Thrash rock band, the Strokes. That's like when everything that I listened to, my mom thought was acid rock. Doesn't matter what it was. Metallica, Alice Cooper. Ramones, doesn't matter what it was. That's acid rock. Like, to my mom, acid rock somehow was just anything she didn't like. So, yeah, so I guess she's getting married. And her last marriage was measured in, like, picoseconds, man. Her last marriage lasted with like a day and a half, didn't it?
Yes, it's very sad. Time for the battle watch.
your sympathy is overwhelming. Here's your battle watch for Friday.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Hey, nobody's paying any attention to Iraq anymore because everyone's concentrating on those mean communists in North Korea. Their ambassador to the UN says his nation has no intention of developing nuclear weapons, but is issuing stern warnings to the U.S. and the U.N.
Any kind of the sanctions...
Who is this?
Yes.
The North Korean ambassador.
Taken by the Security Council or anywhere. We will consider it as a declaration of war.
Well, okay, but isn't that a lie? Don't they already have nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
Don't they have two? We just don't know where they are. They have two warheads. We just don't know where they're located.
So he's questioning the sincerity of the U.S. and the U.N.
No.
Yes.
But the United States now say that we may talk to you on how to comply with the international obligations, but we will not negotiate. We will not negotiate with you. I think this is not a sincere attitude.
And aren't we talking about withdrawing all our troops there? Aren't we talking about bringing home all 35,000 of our guys that are over there on the border?
Nah, I don't think it's going to happen.
All right.
Anyway, Colin Powell says, don't you threaten us.
Is that we're not going to be intimidated. We're not going to be put into a panic situation. We're going to work this deliberately. We're going to continue to consult with our friends and allies. We're going to continue to try to find a diplomatic solution. And as the president said, if there is seriousness on the side of the North Koreans to solve this problem, we are ready and willing to listen.
Wouldn't we all feel better if Colin Powell was president?
Yes.
I just got to tell you, I would feel so much better right now. Really anybody but George W. Bush, but Colin Powell especially. I'd sleep so much better at night if I knew that guy was in the White House. Because you can tell he totally is digging his feet in about not wanting to go to war, and everybody else is already... You know what Colin Powell is? He's like that. He's like when you're getting ready to leave to go somewhere, and everybody else is out in the car, and you do the engine idling, and somebody's still in the house putting on their makeup, you know, and you're like, come on, we're going to be late. And it's like he's still inside applying rouge or something. That's what Colin Powell is. Because Rumsfeld and Cheney have been on the Let's Go Bomb Something bandwagon for like a year and a half now. And Colin Powell, even if he's the only dove there, is the only one even talking about being the voice of reason there.
Well, then we have James Lilly, the former South Korean ambassador in a pal of Pat Buchanan, who says we are to starve these North Koreans into submission.
We don't have to sit there and give in to them. We just watch them and watch them gradually sink
into obscurity. That's the sound group MSNBC Studios here.
And we keep our economic leverage on them, choke off their oil, their food gradually.
They do the show from Bill Press's den.
And let them go down under.
They blow all the money on Donahue.
Dick Cheney, long thought to be dead, says North Korea is bad, very bad.
Today's announcement is of serious concern to North Korea's neighbors and to the entire international community. Their actions threaten to undermine decades of non-proliferation efforts and only further isolate the regime.
I wonder how that new bunker is coming along. They're building themselves anyway. Oh, that's today's a battle one.
All right. There you go. You know, Kim Il-jung is just, I know I said this today, but you got to check out this picture of Newsweek. He's just a scary-looking guy. Looks like he's probably got little Boy Scouts chained up in his basement.
All the time. Americans love America. We have the best spirit and the best men in the world. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war.
Oh, God, somebody sent me a picture of the Will Wheaton thong. Oh, I didn't need to see that. Gonna block that out of my memory now. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. More on the way, including Jim Roop, CNN radio correspondent extraordinaire. Later on, top five dead artists still on the charts as of this moment right now. Jolie from the front desk and more coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-250-1080. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. Stay there. Good night.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay, here is Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. CNN Radio entertainment correspondent and all-around good guy, Jim Roop. Coming up here in just a few. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. What?
The Peanuts puppet guys are coming today. There's a woman on the phone saying that they're coming in.
Yeah, Liz is calling.
Yes!
So,
really? I thought it was supposed to be Monday.
Are they here?
I think there must be some.
Oh my gosh, they're here. I'll go get them at the front.
Is this Liz here on the phone?
Liz is on the phone. She's on the AM air.
So the guy's sitting here now?
No, I don't think they're here, but she's on the phone telling us that they're coming at 1 o'clock.
All right, hold on. Let me bring up Liz here. Hey, Liz?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, so what is the deal?
I have a lady on hold saying that...
Is it a woman named Karen? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay, and she says they're coming today.
She says they're coming today at 1 o'clock, and that Monday was like an option, like originally, but they are coming today.
Okay, just double checking on that. Okay, so
Rick,
was
this a surprise for me?
No, it really
was. Oh, you're so excited.
Happy early birthday. No, because I thought it was today, and then I guess I must just be thick, because she sent me, Sarah is literally hopping up and down in her seat with excitement, but she sent me an email saying, da-da-da-da, scheduling conflict, how would Monday work? And I guess she was saying it as a question, but I thought it was like just a statement that it was going to be Monday. So it is, so the penis puppets reach today at 1.
Yes.
Well, how exciting. Okay, and so did she say when they're going to be here?
She said they're going to be here at 1.
Okay, well, thank you, Liz.
You're welcome.
All right, there's Liz at the front.
I didn't get to watch the video. I'm not prepared.
It's right behind you. We can pop it in right now.
What do you mean?
We have the thing in here?
Yeah, it's right down.
The video. They're going to be 4 feet away from you.
Yeah, well, are they going to be able to perform?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
No, but see, Bruce,
we can watch them performing if they're in your room.
We had this whole discussion about the HR people and... Anita Hill, and I just don't know.
I don't know.
I'm thinking that it's just not going to fly. I'm thinking it's not going to fly. Look, the show is half chicks today.
What if we sign a contract saying that we won't,
I don't know. We'll,
we won't be emotionally starved.
I don't know. We'll wait for the word from the man. We'll wait for the word to come down from Obi-Wan Kenobi about that. Well, this puts my whole schedule all asunder. Not that I'm complaining. I'm just saying. All right. So.
Well, we don't have to do my question. We could pass on my segment.
Okay. Well,
I'd
let me.
With that.
I'm sure. Well, judging from the email recently, I think that might go over well. Actually, passing on your segment. Judging
what are
from
you
the,
talking about?
Judging
oh,
from
that's
the,
mean.
No, I'm just saying
oh,
that.
They don't.
I'm
like
just saying
name.
There's a lot of hating going on out there.
Anti Jolie.
There's a lot of. Don't put the penis thing in now because it's going to distract her when she should be doing working. Don't put the penis video in now. You do it during a break. If you do it now, she's going to be all distracted.
I'm not going to watch it now. I'm going to put it in.
We're
watch
perfect.
It on the break.
Watch it during the commercial.
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying. You know how Jolie is with that stuff. You know how Jolie is with...
What are you talking about? With the video or with my pile of emails you have over there?
All right. So, well, I got all of the... There's a lot of playa hating going on with Jolie. There's a lot of people who are not down with the Jolie love.
Do you have to tell me that?
Well, and so, I don't know. We'll have to figure out some way to resolve that because there's a lot of brewing animosity. On behalf of, it's mostly women.
Well,
it's mostly women who are annoyed with you or the advice you give anyway.
Are you going to let me?
We'll read some of it later.
Okay.
Okay. So then let's quickly revise. Here's what's happening today. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop coming up at 1 o'clock. I guess we'll have puppetry of the penis, which means we need to bump Gabe.
Okay,
because
I'll call
Gabe was supposed to be on at 1 o'clock today to talk about the threesome. So and to give us some further proof. So we'll have to bump Gabe to 2 o'clock, and then we'll have to play the remixed version of the Ramones song at some point in the 2 o'clock hour. It's all very confusing. All right, we'll figure something out.
Welcome to Friday. It's going to be chaos.
All right, it's 503-250-1080. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Well, when it comes to introducing sex toys into a relationship, less is more. That's according to self-proclaimed sex expert Sadie Allison, author of a new book entitled Toygasms, The Insider's Guide to Sex Toys and Techniques, being published by Tickle Kitty Press. She says many men and women are intimidated by sex toys because their partner prefers the large kind, others, well, the short kind.
Well, that's completely why. Have you ever been, when's the last time anybody here went to a porn store, saw any sex toy that was normal size? They're all 15 inches long and huge and black. Of course, so men, woman brings home the, you know, that, it's like, well, what? How can you possibly measure up? How can you possibly do anything?
Well, cleanliness is another essential. Allison says no one's turned on by sex toys that are dirty or obviously used, so give them a good scrubbing.
And switch sex toys when you switch partners. I think that would go along with that, too.
And that's another suggestion. It says it right there. Also, Allison says keeping a bottle of lubricated plain sight is a sure sign of a thoughtful lover.
Or being... I don't know. What would you think? You went to some dude's house, there's a big bottle of Astroglide sitting there. That's going to make you feel a little strange. You want to have it there, but you don't leave it sitting on the coffee table.
Yeah, that's for inside the drawer.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. You go to some dude's house, there's a big bottle of KY just sitting in the middle of the living room. You're going to be all, I've got the 24-hour virus. I got to go home.
I mean, that's something you see in, like, Saddam Hussein's living room.
Seriously. Have you ever seen that movie, Mitchell, with Hoyt Axton?
No, I have not.
Or no, not Hoyt Axton. Hoyt Axton's had the theme song. Jodan Baker. Now that I've completely confused everybody. He was a Mystery Science Theater standby for a long time. But there's this scene in the movie Mitchell where he's with, Jodan Baker as Mitchell, who's this bumbling private detective, this redneck. He's in his bedroom, and he's getting his groove on with the babe. And if you look closely in the bedside table, there's a bottle of Pabst and a bottle of baby oil. And it's like, you don't want to see that. What the hell are you doing there? All right. Rick, we went to the Will Wheaton site. The only thing worse than Will Wheaton modeling is that he has his posse stamp on the front. Good Lord, who would be in the frigging Will Wheaton posse? That's a good question. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, a pistol-packing elderly woman wrestled with a security guard and bent a police cruiser's window frame after causing a ruckus visiting a grocery store. 79-year-old Wilma Bennett is being held in jail on charges of carrying a concealed weapon, felonious assault, assaulting, and menacing. She is a wildcat, says the police. A regular customer at the store in this small town, Bennett has been twice escorted for mouthing off to the clerks because she doesn't like lines. She was operating on a last-chance agreement. She had to behave or be permanently barred. Well, the security guard ended up wrestling with her. Bennett started growling and almost immediately approached a checkout area. The clerk summoned the police officer, who walked over to escort her from the store instead. Bennett smacked him across the face and pulled a gun and started saying she would shoot him. Well, then she got kicked, leaving bumps and bruises. The kicking continued till police arrived. She kicked at the officers, kicked the window frame of the cruiser so hard that she bit it.
And she's 79.
Yeah, she's a pretty feisty lady.
Seriously, that's what I want to be. I love old people, man. I love old people that are just mean and spiteful. I would rather be around grumpy old people any day than grumpy children.
Well, soon you're going to be able to tune in to live satellite TV in your car. A company called KVH Industries says it's developing a new type of satellite antenna that can pick up signals while the car is driving down the road. The company quickly points out that the TV system is for use only in the back seat. Also good for the minivan and the SUV.
Wait, don't you already have this, or is it just DVD?
Let's see, I have TV, too.
So you have TV?
I have TV sound in the front seat, but I haven't been in the back seat to check out what's back there yet.
But you can watch DVDs in your car, right?
Yep.
All right.
Sure. Anytime.
Okay, thanks.
Bring one and pop it right in.
Yeah, great. Well,
I'm getting a sports car next week, I'm told.
What? Which kind?
Something that Subaru makes.
I got to tell you, man, and again, I'm not much of a car guy, but that, and I'm not a fan of big cars. I like sort of smaller cars. Yeah. But, man, that Mercury Marauder that Ian is driving, if you've got a family, seriously, if you got a family, kids, but you still want to look a little styling and you don't want to have to get a minivan, that Mercury Marauder is a badass-looking car, man.
Instills fear in the hearts of everyone.
Seriously, the Mercury Marauder that Ian Gordon is driving, former weapon, it looks like a panther that is about to strike. I mean, and I know that sounds dumb, but when you see the car, you'll know what I mean. It looks like a car that might attack you. You see that Mercury Marauder, and you're like, I don't want to turn my back on this car because it might actually come after me. It's like that geek check. It's like that car in the second Harry Potter book that is in the dark forest and goes wild and then attacks the god.
You'll see all these at the car show at the end of the month at the Expo Center.
Yes. Okay.
A girl group known as Tattoo.
Tattoo
is the biggest selling group in Eastern Europe
right
now.
I know all about them. I know all about them. In fact, I want to talk about them so much that we have to wait until the other side of the break to do it, because it's all about underage lesbianism.
Yep, that's what it is.
Okay.
More I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
Of course you would.
Yeah. Hey!
Nasty little thing, you. All right.
Penis puppetry!
What is your... You are positively giddy.
I didn't wear the right outfit. I know, we should have dressed up.
But they're not going to do... all right, maybe they are going to do... I don't know. It's 503-250-TEN-80.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
I have to leave. I can no longer be here. It's 1-800-727-5955. Coming up, puppetry of the penis.
And other things.
We should call Richard Nunn. He'll never forgive us if he's not here for this.
All right.
It's 1-800-727-5955. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this. Your friend and mine, Rob Halford. Stay there.
It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. Have we heard from Bruce?
No, actually, we haven't. But we did talk to Richard Nunn. I don't know if he's going to be able to come in.
All right. Okay. No. All right.
You look excited, too.
Yeah, I just... we don't have time to talk about this whole thing now, but, you know, there's been so many of these off-air summit meetings about whether the penis guys can do anything here in the studio. Not because of me or even because of you guys, but just because it's...
In general.
We live in a different world now. And, I don't know. So I'm going to wait until I get the word from the man on this.
Okay.
All right. Here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or at toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hey, I want to note, by the way, that Sarah just put on lipstick just now during the break.
Jolie's putting some on right now, too.
I have to put on lipstick. The penis of the puppetry guys are going to be
that
here.
Is not why. I'm just looking presentable.
What do you mean that's not why? During the break, she hops out of her chair.
Do that during the
like
break.
Like it's spring loaded. I gotta put on lipstick. She walks, you know, and then of course the general manager walks by and Sarah's there with a mirror.
You asked if you could borrow my comb. You just combed your hair out.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
You gotta make stuff up like that.
Oh, why are you making?
Yeah, I'm combing my hair for the penis guys.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Yes, I gotta look all swank for the penis dudes. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Yes, I'm gonna see if I can capture their hearts. I've always, and this is the kind of guys you want to take home to mom. Mommy's a guy who bends his penis like a pretzel. All right, so presumably then the penis guys, and no matter how many times I say that, it just continues to sound strange. Jolie putting on lipstick right now. Right now as we speak, putting on lipstick.
And it tastes good too.
Are you? Yes, well, are you?
She's putting on my Lancome stuff called Juicy Tube.
Juicy Tube.
Yes.
Juicy Tube for the penis guys.
Ultra shiny.
She's putting on ultra shiny juicy tubes.
All right.
How's it look?
We're just going to move on. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
So let's talk about this girl group known as Tattoo.
Let's do that.
Members Lena Katina and Julia Vakova like to boast that they are gay and have done a music video that features them kissing and cuddling while wearing skimpy school uniforms.
Which I've seen. I had numerous people send it to me. I had numerous dudes in the audience give me the hookup, and they sent me that video.
Maybe they like a Will Wheaton thong. A group performing in the youth arena had an unusual beginning. Tattoo was created by a Russian child psychologist who designed them to outrage polite society. Polite in Russia? I don't know.
Well, the brilliant thing about this group is, here's the thing, it's Tattoo, T-A-T-U.
Which roughly translates as, this girl loves that girl.
And how cool is that it's coincidental, it's just Tattoo. So, the girls were designed by this Russian entrepreneur, this total Malcolm McLaren guy, who just built them in a laboratory, basically. They're these two girls who I believe are 15 and 16. I'm not advocating underage sex, of course. I'm simply stating the group. This is a real group. They've been on MTV. The girls are 15 and 16, purport to be lesbians, and purport to be, you know, lesbians together. The video has them in the full-on makeout session. The really fascinating thing about it, just from a sociological point of view, is that now that the Iron Curtain has fallen and the Soviet Union is kind of taking its first clumbering steps into capitalism, you can see that immediately this guy, whoever this guy is that put the group together, is a real fast learner, because he's looking at Malcolm McLaren, who put together the Sex Pistols. He's looking at Lou Pearlman, who put together all the boy bands of the 90s. And he's, you know, and Marilyn Manson and Alice Cooper and all those guys with the Calculated Outrage. And he sat down with a blueprint and a drawing board and said, okay, I'm going to create a group from scratch that will get more scandal than anybody. It's clearly a guy's attempt to emulate the great contrivances of the 70s and 80s and 90s when it comes to pop music. It's pretty fascinating, actually. Although, if you read an interview with the girls, which was in... There was an interview with the girls in Blender a few months back. It's pretty obvious that the girls are, A, not gay, and, B, just, you know, they're really obviously just puppets for this guy. They're not even gay. But but it's just a fascinating concept. You really should read... Hunt down Blender from about 4 months ago and read this article about the tattoo, this group tattoo. It really is pretty amazing stuff.
They had a big special on it on MTV, too.
Yeah.
I watched it.
It's just amazing... the whole mechanics of how he put this group together.
Say, have you ever wondered how to deal with those pesky headaches brought on by headbanging? I know I have. Well, if you're ace wrecker Andrew W.K., it's all about eating protein before heading out to see your favorite metal band. According to a fan chat on AndrewWK.com, the party hard singer suggests eating extra protein pre-show, quote, like milk or eggs or something. He also notes you should keep your head loose, saying, think of your head like a bowling ball attached to the end of a piece of spaghetti.
You know, can I just tell you how much
That's
I love...
That's your idol, Rick.
Can I tell you how much I love Andrew W.K. going the extra mile to prevent... Let me ask you this, Sarah. You're down with the kids. Do they still headbang? Do people still headbang?
I don't think so. At least not to shows that I go to.
I mean, not at punk... Well, they never did at punk shows, though. They pogo or whatever it is they do at punk shows. But they don't... Punk guys never really did headbanging, did they?
No, and even when I see guys headbanging, they're like 35 with the long hair, wearing a Metallica shirt.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So is it a genre thing or a generational thing?
I'm pretty sure I think people still bob their head like long, but not the full...
Like in a metal show. Like if you go to see, Slipknot or some crap. I don't know if they're headbanging there.
Like in the mush pit.
Yes, exactly like that.
Let's see what's on TV tonight. Love and Basketball. Apparently, this is a movie.
Oh, Love and Basketball is a great movie. I forget the guy. I want to say Omar Epps, but it's not him.
It is
Omar Epps. Love and Basketball is a great movie, and I'll tell you this right now. It's not a romantic comedy, but it is kind of this romantic drama. But it's about a guy and a girl who grow up together. It sounds really cheesy. He's like a basketball player. He's like going for the NBA, and she's going for the wait for it WNBA. But it is kind of a cool movie, actually. It talks about it. So it's like a simultaneous look at the world of pro sports and, like, their relationship. But it is actually a really good movie. So you should watch Love and Basketball if you get the chance.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I was digging it. And plus,
Who's the girl in it?
I don't know. Some chick, but I saw
it's,
it.
Vivica?
Saina Lathan.
I don't know. I saw it in some theater over in Northeast. And of course, so I'm watching with this largely black audience, or as largely black as you're going to get in Portland. And it's so great because if you ever see a movie with a black audience, because they're all talking back to the screen. And that's the whole thing. You know, if you go see a movie with a black crowd, a lot of them, it becomes an interactive movie. So there's having on the screen, the couple's having the big fight. And the guy's a dick. Somehow the guy does something rude, and the girl, the heroine of the movie's like, well, that's it. You get out of my house. And all the women in the front row, all the women in the row behind me are that's right. You tell that man to get out. It's so great. So it becomes a fully interactive experience. Because if you're gonna have somebody talking in the theater, better than just having some Nimrod yammering on his cell phone and unwrapping his, you know, sucrets. You might as well at least have it be entertaining.
Dunstan Checks In is on tonight.
Starring Jason Alexander and an orangutan.
Yeah. George Clooney will be The Perfect Storm. Any True Hollywood Story. Wayne Newton progresses from a lounge lizard to a Las Vegas legend.
The Wayne Newton E! True Hollywood Story is pretty fascinating, actually.
That is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So make sure you're watching that. Oh, biography, Al Pacino's on tonight, as is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, with the original? Yeah, okay,
yes,
so,
no.
Yeah.
1981 that came out.
God. Still holds up, though. I saw it again. I saw it about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
So there.
All right.
What
all right, so we're going to do this. We got the puppetry of the penis coming up here in just a few. I like it. We're not even a third of the way into the show, already off track.
It's Friday, man.
Coming off the rails of this crazy,
yes,
crazy.
Well, we didn't really know what we were going to do, and now there's
I was just going to hum to myself. No, we had all this stuff to get to, and now I got to move it, which is fine. I'm not complaining. Okay, so that's coming up. We'll talk to Gabe, I guess, later on today, then. Top five. We're going to have the top five dead artists currently in the top 200. How Chicks Think with Jolie, and more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk, the Eddie K. We will be back after this. Stay there.
1080 KOTK.